Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I know where I am. Every single time we come before a group that has not seen us in this way, we say the same things. We say it's the same voice, it's the same human, it's the same face. And the first thing that happens in your minds is discernment. And this is what we ask for. Could it be that my partner has melded or stepped aside and in has come a beautiful, benevolent energy that he has allowed into a space you would call his consciousness, using his languages and his intellect to give you messages literally from the other side of the veil. And there is no intellectual here who can validate it. It has to be done through the heart. There's going to be a channeling later, which you call tonight, where I'm going to discuss something that I have never discussed before that has to do with the evolution of humanity and something in the body that we will call the triad. But for now, before any of the teaching ever begins, again, I'm going to ask you, dear one, in this room, is this real or not? This is not something that you would necessarily see with your eyes. It is so difficult for those who want to only see for the linear proof of what is happening. Or you may want to dissect the conversation and listen for errors, perhaps. And you'll find plenty of them. Because sometimes my partner gets his tongue tangled with emotion, and he'll have to say things backwards because he feels the absolute benevolent love of God in this moment, in the chair. Yesterday, we talked about the box of disbelief. It isn't the box of disbelief. It's a box of normalcy. This is not normal for you. We talked yesterday about a door that had to be opened by you. The knob is on your side only. Free choice opens the door to the box of normalcy. You might open it a crack and let us in, or a little bit more. Let all of us in. And we ask you and gave you a challenge. How many of you are willing to open the box and take a look or not? Because we are not going to force the issue. We cannot. Free choice is our honoring of your psyche. You got to prove it yourself. Once the door is open, you're still not going to see us. But what's going to happen instead is you're going to open your heart to a discernment engine you didn't even know you'd have. And yes, some of you will weep with awareness of what you missed. And there would be those who say, why is it when I listen to some of these channels, I feel teary? And I'll tell you, because for your life, you've been in a box and you never saw it. And suddenly, you see the whole family. You see the plan and the system that's around you that's more beautiful. You see lack of judgment. You see all the old rules fall away, replaced only by a family who is the creator Because that's what you have inside. We talk about the creation story. It's not the creation of humanity. It's the creation of divinity inside you. That's the creation story. You know the difference between dark and light. And in that, the discernment then is king. Because you're sitting here right now in the group and asking, some of you asking, could it be real? There are those who have made up their minds already it isn't. Because they own their box and there is no door. They slammed it long ago and welded it shut. I know who's here. That is your free choice, dear human being. And you, some of you may say, why would a human ever do such a thing? And I will say to you, fear that if they opened the door, that they would lose what they think they own, their intellect, their intelligence, their logic. The truth is that it'll only get bigger and more enhanced and more beautiful. You see, dear ones, God is the master physicist. God created absolutely everything the scientist is looking at and wondering about and wanting to know about. If you open the door to the Creator, what better way to find the science of discovery? Did you think of that? There are those who say, I like my mind the way it is. I am pleased and happy with the differences that I have, the logic that I have, all that is me. I don't need to open the door. Dear ones, you're right, you don't. But if you do, everything that you've listed will enhance itself, not be lost. Did you know that? Yesterday we talked about the attributes of human nature as applied to the Almighty. That you take all of the humanism that you have and apply it to the way God thinks. Point by point by point. We dismissed it. For only one reason. So you know that if you open the door, you're not going to get human nature on the other side. You're going to get the Creator nature on the other side. The one that knows you're magnificent and perfect and holds out its hand to you and say, welcome home. Is it possible that there is something hiding so profound that it'll change your life while on this planet and maybe even extend it? And the answer is, oh, yes. But we're not even allowed to knock on your door. Because we honor you, your intellect, what you want. So why sit here as my partner steps aside in what we will call a different place, but not that different, a place that you've all been before and you've all seen before. This is an out-of-body experience for him, but we will name it the first time a tethered out-of-body experience. He can't get away, but he'd like to for what he sees. But he'll always be pulled back to his body when it's time. It must be that way. Is this real? I've got a message for you tonight that requires you open your box. And the choice is yours. In love. And so it is.